Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and let's start with the top updates around the COVID-19 vaccine. Well, there is some good news in a boost for battle against COVID-19. Pfizer vaccine has found to be 94% effective in real world. Well, until now, most data on the efficacy of this vaccine was in controlled conditions. There were clinical trials. There was an element of uncertainty as to how the results would translate into the real world. It could have been, unpredictable due to the various variables that are present in real life. But this is the first big real, world study for Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. It has been independently reviewed and it is turning out that the shot is highly effective and potentially landmark moment for countries who are desperate to basically end lockdown and reopen economies. And another study by Israel has found out that Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine is, capable of ending the pandemic. It could end the pandemic. The study is by Israel that the two doses of the vaccine prevented 94% of COVID cases in over, around 6 lakh people who were vaccinated between December 20th and February 1st. It is around one quarter that we are looking at people over the age of 60 and research institute and reports have suggested this. They matched each vaccinated person with someone who hasn't been vaccinated. This enabled the analysis for the good results that we are seeing. And also tie up with Serum Institute of India is one of the key for mass production of COVID vaccine is what two pharma majors have said. Covishield is less expensive if you compare it to most of the other vaccines, such as the one that we are talking about, Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna. These are the vaccines approved in most of the Western countries, and a US pharmaceutical major, Novavax, have told lawmakers, AstraZeneca has said that they are ready to scale up the production in partnership with Serum Institute of India. Serum Institute is the world's biggest manufacturer of vaccine, which is based in Pune in Maharashtra. It is actually manufacturing the coronavirus vaccine developed by AstraZeneca and Oxford University, known locally as Covishield, which has been granted emergency use in India and now by the World Health Organization to supply to low and middle income countries around the world. And definitely it is scaling up production for that purpose. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. India has reported around 16,700 new COVID cases. This is the highest number since January 20th. 29. So basically the daily death toll also registered around 130 after a gap of 26 days. This is the rise that, it is above 15,000 after nearly a month when, countries' caseload has been up. Also, new fatalities, as I said, 138, taking the total number to around 156,700. On January 29th, there were around 18,855 new cases that were reported in one day. And then, the numbers were staying below 15,000, except for today that we are seeing, after this gap of a month. If you talk about the number of people who are, whose infections are positive right now, they are active cases, it has increased to 151,708. That is around 1.37% of the total infections as per data. We have crossed the 20 lakh mark in terms of tally on August 7th last year. Then we were looking at around 80 lakh cases in October, around October 29th. This crossed the 1 crore mark on December 19th. So this is the progression of the pandemic so far in the country. We are looking at more than 70% of the deaths that occurred due to comorbidities as per the health ministry. If we talk about the states, so far the most number of deaths have been reported from Maharashtra, followed by Tamil Nadu, then Karnataka, Delhi, West Bengal, in order. reports are coming from Maharashtra that over 200 students tested COVID positive at residential school hostel in Vasim. So basically, four school staffers have also tested positive. The area has been declared a containment zone. Over 327 students from various Vidarbha region staying in the hostel were, you know, tested positive. Previous to this week, basically 39 students and 5 employees of a hostel in Latur districts of Marathawada also tested positive. So a lot of tests have been coming positive in these clusters, and 21 students tested positive in the first few days after the RT-PCR test of all the 327 students were conducted, is what reports suggest. And basically, technical advisor to the Maharashtra government has said if not controlled, it can spread to other states in the country. This is a concentrated spurt right now that we are talking about in Vidarbha region, but the infection is slowly getting transmitted to other places like Pune and Mumbai. And if it is not controlled, it can spread. And the official, you know, who also received the COVID-19 vaccine shot said that the state could have done much better as far as vaccination is concerned. So we are looking at more than 8,000 new cases coming from Maharashtra after a gap of around 4 months, as per reports. So this is something that has been concerning to the state government, and they have also expressed their concern, asking everybody to follow COVID appropriate behavior. Hindu festivals also draw crowds of bathers to rivers. Basically, millions of people have joined a 45-day Hindu bathing festival in the northern state of in the northern city of Prayagraj, where, you know, devotees are taking a dip at Sangam. So the festival is being held even though COVID-19 cases are, you know, showing a resurgence in some parts of the country after months of decline, and India has confirmed 11 million cases total. So this is something that, you know, there has been basically local media that say that thousands of pilgrims have been tested since the festival began on January 14, and it is set to end on February 27th. Moving ahead, over 19,600 received the first dose of COVID vaccine in Mizoram so far. So a total of 38% of the registered beneficiaries have received the first dose so far, including the healthcare workers and the frontline workers. Mamata Banerjee writes to PM Modi to help West Bengal get corona vaccines for people before the polls. So elections are coming ahead. A rapid vaccination program is needed to immediately, take a smooth election system ahead for the interest of the health and well-being of all concerned with the process, is what Mamata Banerjee has seeked. So basically, reaching out to voters, CM Banerjee has written to Narendra Modi for this help. You know, a rapid vaccination program is something that the state will, and all these states going into election, will have to look at. Apart from that, roping in private hospitals, a positive step towards COVID vaccination drive, is what Apollo Hospitals have said. So people above 60 years of age can get COVID vaccines from March 1st. To those above 45 years with comorbidities can also get the shot. So the government has allowed private hospitals to charge and vaccinate patients, and vaccines will be free at government hospitals, and this is now called to be a positive step. This will be the largest phase till now for the vaccination drive. With that, let's move on to the top updates from around the world. New coronavirus variant identified in New York, as per reports. So the variant has been described in a research published online by the California Institute of Technology. This variant shares some similarities with the, you know, more transmissible variant seen in South Africa. And cases in New York City are on the rise. The variant has been called B1526, was the first identified in samples collected in New York by the researchers. So this is what we know so far. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is aiming to distribute masks to millions in equity push. So basically, Biden, who, like Donald Trump's administration, considered sending masks to all Americans, basically instead, unlike Trump, is adopting a more conservative approach. He's aiming to reach, underserved communities and those bearing the brunt of the outbreak, and basically Trump's administration had shelved the plan entirely when he was handling the administration. So we are looking at the term equity, which is different from equality. And instead of sending everyone the same amount of something, basically Biden is actually looking at equitable distribution in terms of who needs it more right now. And in terms of community, which basically received less previously. Meanwhile, Ukraine has registered a 40% jump in new cases. We are looking at one day's number. In past one day, this has been, there has been a total of over 8,000 cases. Highest figure since mid-January. The country is about to begin its vaccination program. And data is showing most of the cases were registered in the western part of the country. Meanwhile, Japan is bracing up for Tokyo Olympics, and during the Olympics, Japanese fans have been asked not to cheer when the torch relay will happen. So those who want to turn out to see the torch's journey are asked to clap only and not shout. This is in order to suspend crowds from, basically shouting and might spread the pandemic. So there will be a chance to catch the glimpse of the Olympic torch during its journey in, through Japan by the end of the month. But they will be asked to applaud. They can cheer the runners that will be passing. And this is an unusual approach that they have taken because of the pandemic. And the main, sign of the difficulties that the organizers are facing right now is the attempt to carry off an event that will involve, thousands of athletes, officials. There will be journalists, covering the Olympics. And the Tokyo Games organizing committee has said that the broadcast of the relay will happen live when it begins on March 25th to encourage people to watch it at home. There will be around 10,000 torchbearers who will carry the prestigious symbol of the Olympic Games. So we are looking at something that the country, is actually trying to scale down a little bit, but there is a certain, excitement about the Olympic Games as well, which was delayed last year. And, there were discussions and speculations around cancelling or scaling down the relay. But this is what the preparations of the games are looking like right now, which are opposed by most people in Japan, is what reports are suggesting. But there is also further frustrated people looking at resignations over the past month. Volunteers who have resigned, as some of the international reports are telling us. Meanwhile, if you talk about frustration, it is also growing in Germany over the rollout of COVID-19 vaccine. Looking sluggish is what a report suggests. So the German government is now coming under pressure to offer, a roadmap for containing the crisis, as the testing programs and vaccination drive is not looking up to the mark. So the health minister basically said that the vaccine rollout was already being felt in the 80s age group, which already received the majority of the 5.4 million vaccinations. But there is a growing concern that the country is far behind countries such as Britain, Israel, and the US. We'll keep you updated with more details on that. But let's look at Finland, which is looking at another lockdown. The Finnish Prime Minister basically said the country could go into a three-week lockdown. It will begin on 8th March in response to the rising cases. So the lockdown will not include a curfew, but will include, closing down the bars and the restaurants, ordering school students that are 13 or older to shift to remote learning, as well as restrictions around gathering of people, where more than six people cannot gather. So this is what reports are suggesting. Meanwhile, UN vaccine plan is underway, but there are problems. So COVAX is supposed to make deals to buy vaccines in bulk from drug companies and can also receive donated shots from rich countries. Poorer countries can receive free doses from the initiative, is what AP reports, and wealthier ones can also buy from it as a way of diversifying their supply. Global organizations are together in this. World's most vulnerable people would get vaccines amid the rush for shots. This COVAX initiative was formed by the World Health Organization, the Vaccines Alliance, Gavi, and a coalition of epidemic innovations called CEPI. So we are looking at the shortage of cash and supply chain and logistical hurdles, while some of the rich countries are racing ahead their vaccination campaigns. So there are certain problems that UN still has to look at in terms of the COVAX initiative led by the WHO. How would COVID-19 vaccine makers adapt to variants? That is a big question in term of efficacy. Will the vaccines be still efficient for the new variants? So viruses are constantly mutating. They can spread. They can change the transmission pattern. Some changes are significant, some are not. So first generation COVID-19 vaccines appear to be working against today's variants, but makers already are taking steps to update their recipes if, health authorities decide that is needed. So there will be tweaks made to the vaccine, a process that should be easier than coming up with the original vaccine that took the few initial months. Then there were approval stages. So we are looking at some tweaking by these company is what latest reports suggest. But we will keep you updated on any update in that front. Till then, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. We are winding up this edition today, and I will see you tomorrow.